Blog Talk Radio.
The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. A podcast featuring Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, two out-of-the-broom-closet professional witches with over 70 years combined experience of making magic. This is a show on the LMC radio network. During each episode, Elvira and Deb will help you create rituals, cast spells, make potions, and much more besides. They'll spend time speaking about different goddesses from all over the world, paying attention to the ancient reverence of long-ago cultures, and infusing it with a modern perspective. Elvira, Deb, take it away.
We're here.
Yeah.
Take it away. Yeah.
We are. We're very much going to take it away.
Yeah. Well, we've had enough caffeine for now. There'll be more later,
yes.
But.
True.
So I'm Deborah Voith, and I'm here with co-host Elvira Love and the Cauldron, the wonderful Cauldron, Nagashiva Ironwood.
Mm-hmm.
And for this month's theme of talking about Yuletide spirits, we're going to be kind of tying in and talking about the magic of 1212 and other numerological and other sorts of synchronicities. But first and foremost, before I start talking about my week, I want to say happy birthday to my lovely and most magical co-host, Elvira.
Well, thank you, Deb. So. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm all giggly and everything, so I'll kind of be quiet so you can talk. But it's fun. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. You're special and to be celebrated. And I think it's no coincidence that we are actually airing this show on 12/12. So, you know, from the bottom to the top of my heart, I'm just wishing you, before we get started, a year filled with the most delightful and delicious blessings.
Oh, you're not only making my heart go pitty-pat, but I'm getting tears in my eyes. Oh, Okay.
So now I guess I'll kind of go on into what I've been up to lately. My week has been kind of busy, and it's almost like before we jumped into the show, I was like thinking, what did I do this week? And it's like, I think I was, like, doing so many different things that I actually didn't have time to reflect on it. And so then I started I had to look at my calendar, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I did a lot of things. You know, I've just, of course, I've been doing readings, you know, and burning lots of candles, more candles than usual for clients, and doing spell jars and other forms of spiritual work. And I also did something kind of fun was a couple of hours doing readings at a local event, which was a conference for therapists. And that was really fast-paced and lots of fun. And then I spent more than a couple hours, well, probably a couple, 2 or 3 hours, watching my grandsons, one's in high school and one's in middle school, playing basketball, 'tis the season. And so it's just like, there's like nothing like, I kind of went through a period in my life where I missed that because it's like all my kids were, I have 4 kids and they were all in some kind of sports or things, you know, and so I can remember, you know, going to a lot of games and having my ex-husband, who I still always very good friends with, start talking mm-hmm. shit.
Wow.
He was one of those terrible parents. I'm like, shut up. They're going to hear you. And you're talking shit about the ref and all that. Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
but it
wow.
was it's actually those are some good memories for me, because it was a lot of fun. And so then I went through that all those years of doing it, and then a number of years of not doing it, and now I'm back again into going and watching kids playing different sports. And so I wanted to just mention, I'm really proud of my 12-year-old grandson, Diego, because he, his school, they want to take a trip to Washington, D.C. next year. And so he and his mom were making tres leche cakes and to raise money for the school trip. And he was there, like, just, you know, like, them doing the little assembly line, pumping them out. And they stole quite a few of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then, you know, and we put up our holiday decorations and a lot of fun lights and different things. And just, you know, I kind of recreated my another Yule log with some candles and some nice pieces of really sweet smelling pine needles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I've been busy, but I feel like I'm a lot of people lately, and sometimes, and to me that's always good, but sometimes it's almost like I need a little bit of downtime then, like just to process all the different little interactions and things that were going on. So good stuff. But otherwise, now what's your past week been like, Elvira?
Well, it's definitely been active. It's interesting that at the moment, you know, it was, I had a lot of busy time, and, you know, I picked up my granddaughter last Friday, of course, and we hung out and had a great time. You know, I got her started on watching, really not gory, but, you know, murder mysteries, kind of 1980s, 1990s. We're watching Castle now. She really likes it. So it's fun and over and above, you know, any Christmas movies or, you know, kid movies and kid stuff. But,
Love that stuff. I love watching things with kids, you know.
And it's fun because I'll look at her and I'll go, who do you think it is? What do you think is going on? And she'll we'll stop the show, which you couldn't do in real time a long time ago, but you'll stop the show and she'll tell me what she thinks and why. And it's really fascinating because, you know, it's very much problem solving, but in a different way, and observing, you know, people and the things. So I find it fascinating because I found for me that it really has helped where I am when it comes to problem solving, either in my own life or with clients. Mm-hmm. And it's very intriguing that my granddaughter really likes these things and gets into them. So, but, and then we did the standard, you know, we had to get all the Christmas list together. Oh, that was like herding cattle, for crying out loud. Actually, cats more than cattle.
Right.
It was impossible. Yeah. It was like trying to get them all, you know, like, can you give me some ideas, or, you know, before this is going to go out of timing and, you know, all this stuff. They made it through, I think, by Monday. I got everything, including my people back in California, organized and everything, and so I felt really like on top of it. And you know, the fact that I've got a birthday, and I think it was, I decided, they said, well, what do you want to go, you know, eat? And of course my go-to is pasta, and my daughter looks at me almost with this kind of like, I could just make it here, Mom, you know, look. And I go, okay. So I came up with Thai food, and so I think everybody's, you know, going to gather for that, you know, later on today or tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. And do that. So, you know, it's kind of nice. And then, you know, just doing clients, having, you know, conversations with different people. And I think it's, you know, and a lot of people are being really affected by all that's going on, even when they're trying to be, you know, jolly or happy. There is this undertone, and I've noticed that people talk differently. And I'm not saying it's bad. I've just noticed a different way people communicate, you know, in their social time. But so that's kind of where it's at on that. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to the show here because it has, other than it's 12/12 and that is my birthday, it is fun to look at the concept of, you know, synchronicities and numerology and what different digits put together have to say. So I'm going to turn this over to you so we can start.
Oh yeah. This should be a lot of fun. I'm not like a big numerologist. I know some people are so good with that and just seem to zoom in on that aspect of things so quickly and so naturally. So for me, I'm usually very simple with that sort of stuff. And, you know, I was kind of thinking like, okay, so this month's theme is Yuletide spirits. And so we're talking about, you know, numbers and synchronicities and stuff like that. So I was thinking of almost like, you know, extending the Yuletide spirits to just kind of like Yuletide energy, you know, because it's, I think that I'm sure, you know, there's, I think there's an essence and an energy to different symbols and numbers and other signs, just like, you know, with, just like there is with spirits. And so I'm going to start out by kind of talking about, in general, like, you know, what are, you know, synchronicities, kind of just maybe defining numerology a little bit and, you know, what are some other subtle signs that, you know, that can be synchronicities. But I just wanted to start out touching on the 12/12 portal. You know, I never, you know, to me, it seems like that I've seen the whole portal idea pop up more recently, like, you know, every month that there's like, you know, the 1/1, the 2/2, the 3/3, you know, for the date. And so it's kind of a cool idea. And just if you're thinking of the power of that number, that it would be more, more concentrated or stronger because of that. And so, and so just the general thing about the 12/12 portal, so it's an annual event, so that always takes place on December 12/12. You know,
right.
So that's when the month and the day match up. And it, from what I've seen, it's really, really supposed to be a good energy to connect with your inner desires and manifest your dreams. So they're saying that this 2024 12/12 portal is especially powerful because it will coincide with the new moon in Sagittarius. And so a couple of, you know, real simple things to do to make the most of that 12/12 portal is just to, like, listen to your intuition, trust any kind of inspirations that are coming to you at this time. But also to make sure that you are balanced, you know, like get enough exercise, get enough sleep. But also it's a really good time to journal and just to reflect and journal and put down your thoughts and ideas so that you don't forget them. And it's a good time for manifesting. One last thing.
I think I need to break in a little bit.
Okay, sure.
Mostly because I notice there's something going on in the general areas of our conversation where it's kind of, I don't know if the word is metallic, but...
You know what? It's my earring. It's bouncing against my headset. Let me take it off.
Okay. All right. That, it was more like I'm going, we're being talked to. It's being, you know, we're being communicated to. So I was trying to listen to see if there was some kind of a moment.
Yeah. Oh, I apologize. Nope,
it's okay, dear. It's fine. I thought we were already contacting the portal, darling. Come on.
Yeah, right? I know.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But that, you know, and I usually take my earrings off before we start, and I just totally forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. We're fine. Now that we've been talked to from the spirit realm on that level, I'll let you continue talking.
Alrighty. So, one last thing I wanted to say about the 1212 portal is that it's said that you might during the 1212 you might experience like a flurry of, you know, which is kind of funny because it's actually starting to snow outside right now over here in Wisconsin. But you might experience a flurry of number sequences, repeating patterns, mm-hmm. or repeating symbols. And so mm-hmm. that's, you know, something to just kind of, you know, be aware of. but now I guess I'll talk a little bit about synchronicities. So what, you know, what is the meaning behind synchronicities? Are they just a coincidence, or is there like a deeper meaning within synchronicities? And like, do numbers or other symbols actually hold hidden messages for us? You know, and I found a lovely quote from the psychoanalyst Carl Jung regarding synchronicities, and it reads as follows. He said, synchronicity reveals the meaningful connections between the subjective and the objective world. There are many types of subtle and not so subtle synchronicities that might appear in the world around us. And one of the most common and universal ones is the appearance of repeating numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So we might see, you know, 111 on our clocks and phone numbers, or maybe on a bill, or, you know, that, or you might see it going by you on a license plate. And so those are just seemingly like random. But many people believe that those are like signposts from the universe or from the divine, you know, whatever, however you interpret that, you know, so that could be, you know, it could be angels or spirit guides or God, goddess, or whoever you perceive as your higher power or whoever speaks through the universe. And lots of times we just need to kind of heighten our awareness as we journey through our days and then shift our focus a bit just to become more aware of these synchronicities. Like a lot of modern day seekers believe that Doreen Virtue invented the whole number synchronicity system by calling them angel numbers. And so I just want to point out that she may have capitalized on the concept, which she later discounted all of her previous metaphysical work after becoming, I believe, I'm not sure, but maybe like a born-again Christian or something.
Yeah, she
became. But the meaning and the symbolism surrounding numbers has been around since the very beginning of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And examples of this are found like in ancient Greece, China, India, and Egypt. So it's not, I know a lot of people were very, very sad and disillusioned when she shifted. But I would say that, you know, it's good to remember that that's, you know, although she made those, that concept popular around that time, that, you know, the concept of numbers and numbers having energy have been around for a really long time. And mm-hmm. so I just want to throw in one quick pop culture reference, though, before I turn it over to you, because it's one of my favorite episodes. And so just for fun. And this is for especially any of you old X-File fans out there. There is this one X-File episode in season 9. I think it was after Mulder left. But it was season 9, episode 13. And the name of the episode was Improbable. And the actor, Burt Reynolds, played God. And the agent, Reyes, solved a series of murders by using numerology and tapping into the synchronicities.
Oh, and wow.
I just encourage anyone, even if you are not a fan of the later seasons of X-Files, Improbable explores the concepts of synchronicities and numerology in a very, very creative and humorous way. And so it's really worth checking out if you have access to it.
Wow, that's so fun.
yeah, it is a fun one. Now I'll just kind of turn it over to you, Elvira, to get some of your thoughts.
Oh, well. Well, definitely, you know, the concept of think about, you know, being conscious and aware of what is happening in your life and seeing it and in the right direction and be present. So it's like broadening your focus. And I think with the concept of that, we'll talk more in the later half, but I also see with numbers, we look at them, and of course, you know, the more ancient word for numerology was arithmancy, which I thought mm-hmm. was interesting. And of course, there's Kabbalah, the Hebrew version, and they use Kabbalah. And then, of course, you know, you have Chaldean. I mean, all these different versions of numerology using the 1 through 9, and some of them will go 10 through 90, and then they'll do 100 through 900, and, you know, using alphabets to, you know, in their language, their alphabet to put into concepts of that and, you know, work from that. And I really see a lot of us, you know, going in and, you know, there's charts and ways you can do it. It's about computing your birth date to give you a life path, and then from there, different things in terms of the general concept of numerology is guidance. And I found it interesting because the double digits, the triple digits, like 111 or 11, but there are three master numbers, and they're 11, 22, and 33. And those, in light of the Kabbalistic as well as other versions of the concept of numerology in terms of process, is very important. And so for something like the triplicity, and again, it's been there for a long time. I think, you know, Doreen Virtue just took that and made it more of a focus, a more, and thus popularized it. The same as what she did with the oracle cards and the goddess cards and all the different things that she did, which, because she disavowed, I personally see that she was a channel for that as much as anything else. And so to take it and utilize it is, you know, very valid, no matter where the person who put it together really comes into play or not. And I've used for numerology the, you know, usually the 1 through 9 in for divination, obviously, as tarot, because the tarot major arcana have certain numbers, and of course they have permeations of that. So I utilize different versions and kind of make it my own, but I feel strongly that we are in a place where what's going down is to be aware, and that mm-hmm. will catch mm-hmm. you at the moment because it's part mm-hmm. of something that is already happening in your world, even if you're unconscious about it or you're asking mm-hmm. for a question to be answered. And this is what your spirit, you know, mm-hmm. that's the other part of, you know, what we see in, you know, our belief systems, or just the things that are out there to give you direction. You know, I mean, it's mm-hmm. kind of like looking for the right street, and you find the right street, but you're, you know, you're not using Google Maps where it says go a mile and a half and then turn left. It's that you're trying to locate it. So mm-hmm. I really see that as all encompassing, but I mm-hmm. was fascinated of what numerology and the different cultures and the different groups of ways of doing it. So it has been around, you know, for mm-hmm. a very, very long time. And, you know, the mm-hmm. the 1212 portal is, again, we go, you know, they had the Mayan calendar of 1212, mm-hmm. you know, 2012. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like you look at this and you go, there are all kinds of things to put to the numbers, but then there's also the fact that December 12th is the feast mm-hmm. day of Guadalupe in Mexico.
Oh.
And so I didn't necessarily really think about it when I was younger because mm-hmm. that was very much me. And it's just like, well, there's nothing else but me. And mm-hmm. as I started to do different things, it became very obvious. And so it was like going, I'm sharing my birthday mm-hmm. with Guadalupe, or Guadalupe mm-hmm. sharing my birthday with me. You know, her birthday with me. So, but it was mm-hmm. very interesting because it is a very big thing, just like Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of celebration and, you know, taking her statue mm-hmm. and moving it out and walking it around and then bringing it back in. And we've seen mm-hmm. that in other traditions as well, mm-hmm. where they take the statue yeah. out on their sure. feast day or their holiday or their special time and walk it mm-hmm. around to, you know, bring it back into alignment and bring you into alignment. So,
yeah. And just to align with our time, we're just about to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that about Our Lady of Guadalupe. That is, she's one of my favorites too. And I didn't realize that 12/12 was her day.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for now, we're just, it's time for us to take a little break. But we'll be right back to take a deeper look into the magic of 12/12 and other numerological synchronicities, and especially around this time of year. So break us away, Nagashiva.
You're listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio podcast on the LMC Radio Network. Stay tuned as more magic is coming your way right after these messages. LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LaFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
And we're back. And ready
yeah,
to dive right back in. So, Elvira, can you lead us off with some more of your thoughts on the magic of 1212 and other numerological, I have to slow down to say that, numerological synchronicities and other stuff.
And other
related stuff.
Right. Well, you know, the interesting thing about, you know, and I sat down and I looked at, you know, 1212 and, you know, went on a deep dive on that and then went off to synchronicity. And, you know, the 1212, I really didn't, you know, I kind of in my own way knew of the profoundness in different ways because over the years, obviously, I have, you know, been exposed while I say it's my birthday or something, and then, you know, information comes out there. But it's interesting because it's 12 is really a very powerful number as it represents a wholeness and completion as it is with the 12 months of the year. I mean, now, again, we go to moons and we go to more pagan. It's 13 moons, 13 months, but we're going, you know, with that. The other side of that part in the 12 zodiacal signs, which I found interesting because they also consider that 12, number one in Chinese, in the Chinese traditions, is the yod or sun, so it's masculine, and the yin is the moon, the feminine. So it does have in its own right those two numbers together have a representation of that yin-yang. And then I kind of went, oh,
yes.
Okay. And isn't that interesting? I found that really kind of like, wow. I don't, and especially when you've been trained in any, even the simplistic numerology, you are trained to take everything down to a single digit. And yet there are these other numbers that have two digits that have a great deal of power. And I was kind of taken mostly with just this particular, you know, concept of, you know, that, and even on a mathematical point of reference, totally off magical and spiritual point of reference, is 12 is basically divided, the number itself. It can be done in a half, a third, a quarter, a sixth, and a 12th, which I thought was, like, very interesting because I'm not a math person, obviously. I kind of slid through math. But I went...
I slid through math, too.
It was weird. I really found... I mean, geometry, I thought I was going to fail because it was real, like, by my toenail kind of a thing. And then we got into, you know, the higher math. And I began to actually understand the higher versions of it. And now I look at solids and all these things, and I'm like, yes, I get it. It's really great. So there is hope for us that don't see math in our early years as something that we grasp. But and the idea of synchronicity in so many ways, and I know we're going to jump into that now, and I'll kind of leave with that and let you kind of, you know, walk a little bit with it, but is not just about numbers. Numbers are something we are attached to because we tell our time by it. We tell our days by it, our years by it. So we do have an attachment, but it's the repetition of other things. And when you're focused on just like, I need to find an answer, the synchronicity, the rare occurrences, a very low occurring issue or something coming up in your, you know, like you turn and you see, you know, a bird, and that same bird, similar, is seen again. Or you realize
there is something being communicated, and we are all part of the same universe. So, you know, we may not speak the same language. I mean, I barely speak French anymore, and, you know, Italian is sketchy as well. But those are languages that, you know, are out there in the world. And so I think we can see the concepts of certain things, like always seeing the same kind of cereal commercial. And I'm not talking about the ones they throw at us on our television, whether we have streaming or not, since they've gone to that. But I've begun to even look at that. Now, this is getting kind of weird. I've begun to look at the commercials they keep throwing at us and the consistency. And I'm watching. It's nothing about brainwashing or trying to, you know, get us to do that. But if you look at the way of, say, a particular drug that they want to get you aware of, and what they're talking about is you can enjoy being with your kids because you're not sneezing and carrying on. And just, but it's almost like you look at that message is be with your kids. Have time with your family, be with, you know, and so there's a message underneath there trying to get you to take that particular thing or do that particular thing. And I found that, I, especially after doing our research for this, I began to actually look at things in a way like, okay, I see this big picture. Now, what is it that is the consistency of what synchronistically keeps flowing in and out? And I began to feel, well, I actually began to feel less constricted, truthfully, and also less concerned from a fear-based perspective, if that makes sense to you. So, because there's a bigger thing, and yes, consistent repetition, trying to brainwash, yada, 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 all that stuff. But take it from a higher value and look at something beyond what we are, you know, the first level. And that's what you get. That's why we have, you know, people that want readings and want different things. It's we're taking our ability to go from this level beyond that to another level and see this kind of connectedness. And that's why, you know, numerology is one thing. And as I'm not super, super, super gifted in, you know, like doing it, but I get it. And I find the ones that have consistent repetition, I go, oh, okay, I get this. I don't look for it. I don't say, I'm going to always look for 1111.
Right.
But it's when things start to happen. So I'm turning it back to you for your thoughts.
I'm thinking about so many different things. I know, well, one of the thoughts I had was that whenever I want, I cannot see a pattern usually unless I take a step back. Like if I'm too close to it, whether it's a piece of art or I'm doing a card reading or it's my life, it's like I really have to take a step back and not be so close to it to be able to recognize any kind of a pattern. And so I think that like when we see these numbers or other synchronicity, it's like the universe has our back. You know, I believe it's like, I've heard people call it buying wink. And so it's really important. I don't think you can like go out hunting for synchronicities, but it's like when they occur, when they happen, it's good to take a moment and just take a breath and be aware and maybe say thank you. Because I think that when we see recurring numbers or symbols as signs or suggestions or like gentle reminders, rather than some type of push or something that's fixed or rigid. I think that that's the best way to go kind of roll with them. Because if, like, say if we keep seeing the number seven, we might be being nudged into increasing our spiritual awareness, or if we keep seeing repeating number ones, it might indicate new beginnings or that you're going into a higher awareness. I know that there's some a lot of general meanings for some of the basic numbers, but we might also have different interpretations, and that's okay. What one number means to me might not, it might be different to someone else. And so I kind of liken it to like on our psychic or mediumship journeys where we kind of develop an inner language of symbols or colors. Each of us might have different meanings and different associations for those things, you know, depending on our individual experiences or cultural backgrounds and, you know, our spiritual beliefs. It's okay to have like a somewhat different interpretation of it. So if we keep getting repeating numbers or symbols, I would just trust your intuition to kind of discern what they might mean to you. Kind of like when you're interpreting a dream, like the most important thing is like, what does that mean to you? So tap into whatever you're feeling or emotion that comes up for you. And the universe, you know, actually like gives us clues all the time. So I would, you know, treat it as a gentle nudge. You mentioned before the thing with a real common thing to do with numerology, doing like a birth number and a life path number. And there's like, I'm not going to go all over them because you can easily like go on the internet and find the simple formulas for doing that. And then you can, you know, find out what your number is and read some of the different thoughts of what that number means. But I wanted to mention something I came across a couple of years ago, which I thought was kind of neat. And it was this book called Deity Linkage Manual. And it's subtitled How to Find Your Gods and Goddesses Using Numerology. And so it's just a little book, a little skinny book, but he basically has you go through doing the things like with the finding your core numbers, like your birth number, or your life path number, and I think a couple of other numbers. And then he has like different listings of deities that resonate with that particular number. And so I thought that was an interesting exercise. It's worth a look if anybody is interested in that, or if anybody wanting to connect with a deity but maybe not sure which one. Something like this could kind of give you a little direction, possibly, you know. So I just wanted to give that a mention. And I think when I did that, who did I line up with? I think I lined up with, what's the lion-headed goddess of Egypt?
Sekhmet.
I lined up with Sekhmet.
Or Bast. Sekhmet is S-E-H-K-M-E-T. Yeah, she's the lion-headed goddess.
Yeah, no, it was Sekhmet. And she's not one that I've worked with a lot, but it made me very interested in her. And I did connect with her a little bit. Just out of curiosity, and also Freya, I think was the other one, which, and I was surprised that Hecate was not on there because I'm already connected with her, but it was interesting, and it just, you know, it's another way or another layer of, you know, maybe discerning a deity that you know, that you might, you know, resonate with on that, you know, energy vibration level and just see, you know, give that a little investigation. Then the other thing I wanted to touch on is that I end up talking to a lot of people that get, symbols or different types of synchronicities that are like after death communications through symbols or other things. Like, when you lose a loved one, there's that, many people have that empty space there and are really, their vibration is really carrying that need to be able to communicate with their loved one. Mm-hmm. And so lots of times there are ways that even if like a medium or spirit communicator, where they'll receive some after-death communication. And so a lot of people believe that the universe is kind of designed to send us messages. All the energy is connected, and that those that have passed on can often work with that energy. And so, some signs can be like reoccurring numbers, or they can be butterflies, or they might be rainbows or specific animals. I have a friend whose husband passed fairly young, and she told me her experience about, we're in Wisconsin, so a lot of us, we go up north, we go retreat to the woods, and her husband used to do that a lot. And she shared with me a story of going up there and just being out on this small lake that they used to visit and paddling around. And she was out there with somebody else, but then they went in, but she stayed out there and she was kind of nearing the shore on a different part of the lake. And this large buck came and it saw her, and it just stayed there looking at her, and it drank some water, and it just like gazed at her for a while. And she just so strongly connected with that and the feeling and the presence of her husband who had passed on, that she knew that was, that was a communication from him, and that she felt like he was okay. And so it can be, I think when we're talking about, synchronetic, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but synchronicities from those who have passed on, they can take a lot of different forms. Mm-hmm. I know finding coins is a very, is one that I hear about a lot. Or having a certain song play or things happening on the anniversary date of that person's passing or the anniversary date of their birthday. There's dreams and visitations that, I don't know if that would be necessarily a synchronicity, but maybe, if it does occur on an anniversary date, I would consider that mm-hmm. synchronicity.
Right.
And, And another one that a lot of people might discount, but I think is a really strong synchronicity, is that when you're doing something where you're celebrating that person in some way, I know this has happened to me, and I've talked to a couple of other people where there's been like some very strange electrical or technological strangeness that happens. And so I think that when they happen, they are like a gentle nudge or a gentle sign that's coming through. And if you if it happens and it's something that you feel it so acutely at that time, then I think you just know that that's what it is. You know, I think that lots of times when things happen to us and then maybe a day or two passes by and we're, and the feeling maybe wears off, we're like, ah, that was probably just a coincidence. Yeah, don't do that to yourself, because it's, you know, whatever that feeling was that you had that was connected to what happened, that's your answer there. That's, you know, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. very, very telling.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's interesting, just as a sidebar, which is kind mm-hmm. of funny, is we've mm-hmm. got different things that have been happening tonight with our show regarding little, you know, I know your earring was the tinny thing, but then there's sort of a, it seems like there's a reverb or some kind of a thing happening mm-hmm. on my, you know, phone or my headset, which is funny because it's the same one I've used every show and during my clients. But there's like, and we're talking about communication. So I'm thinking mm-hmm. out loud about what we're dealing with is mm-hmm. this is an important show, even though it has these different little, quote, glitches, unquote, mm-hmm. that are happening, mm-hmm. which I don't quite know all the particulars. But I, when you said that, mm-hmm. pay attention. I'm going, I can accept a lot of things that we have as technical problems because of different things going on, yada, yada, that kind of stuff. But this just seems mm-hmm. a little weird and a little, you know, whatever that mm-hmm. may mean.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we mm-hmm. should kind of tune in on any kind of final thoughts. Do you have any final thoughts here, Elvira?
Oh, tons of them, but I'm going to try and be kind of mm-hmm. a little bit succinct. I think that when things are repetitive that come mm-hmm. around your life, it's pay attention,
mm-hmm.
you know, sit with yourself, ground and center, and then mm-hmm. be able to source it out, do your mm-hmm. research, mm-hmm. find if it's an animal, you know, do some yeah. research on the spiritual meaning yeah. of it or the number, mm-hmm. you know, and connect with people like Deb or myself or others that might mm-hmm. have the ability to help you find that answer. But the most important thing is what you feel inside about it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I totally agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, you know, symbolic nudge is trying to say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And so definitely. I guess, yeah. Yeah. And sometimes the universe has its own unique way of speaking to us. And so when those synchronicities come about, you know, don't dismiss them. Yeah. So I guess we should wrap up. This is this has been a fun show. I kind of wasn't sure. I went a couple different ways and you had some really good things, and but for now, it's time to wrap up with some contact information for both of us. And so so for readings or root work, you can find Elvira and I on Hoodoo Psychics and on AIR, which is the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And you can also find Elvira online at www.elvira.com, and another place you can find her is at www.milk-and-honey.com. And you can also find me on my website at www.bewitchingbee.com. And yeah, so for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. And I'm going to wrap up by saying next week, Thursday, we continue, or this month's theme of Yuletide Spirits will be continued with a really cool rebroadcast of the Winter Solstice. And then we will return, Elvira and I, the following week with the topic, Solitude of Spirit.
Hmm.
And so with that, it's time to go. And until next time, our magical friends, witch on, witch well, and witch wisely.
Blessed be.
Thank you for listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio broadcast on the LMC Radio Network. Our podcast airs live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central, and is available for download. Questions or comments on this show or ideas for upcoming shows can be sent to our website at witchpriestessandcauldron.com. That's witchpriestessandcauldron.com. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.
For over 100 years, Schneider Electric has provided the equipment and expertise to pros to keep the lights on. But in the 21st century, your home demands a symphony of energy. Digital devices, battery backup, EV charging, and you've got the power with help from Schneider Home. Let's talk about automated energy control. Why do your appliances need a connected system? It's an investment in real money savings because your energy use is streamlined using off-peak draw or battery backup to optimize your use and savings, which is better for the planet and puts money back in your pocket. A double savings from your friends at Schneider Home. So let's start with the basics. At SchneiderHome.com, it's easy to see what tech you may need and be connected with a certified local installer to make sure your power always stays ahead of your needs. And it's flexible. No solar, smaller system. Yeah, we got you. Design your system at SchneiderHome.com today and enjoy the symphony. Schneider Home. You've got the power.
Get ready for her life, her music, her legend. The Cher Show.
Do you believe in love after love?
Believe. Critics and audiences alike call it explosive and inspirational.
Baby, you're about to tell me now.
Get your tickets now. Live on stage, The Cher Show.
March 18th through the 23rd. Get tickets now at BroadwaySanJose.com.
You haven't seen the last of me.